From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma is lashing Haiti and the Dominican Republic with fierce winds and heavy rain, but thankfully appears to be sparing them a direct hit. Forecasters say Irma's eye will pass between Hispaniola, the island shared by the two nations, and the Turks and Caicos late Thursday before its next target, Cuba and the Bahamas. The forecasters are still calling Irma extremely dangerous, a Category 5 storm with top sustained winds of 280 kilometers an hour. U.S. Hurricane Center forecaster Mike Brennan.
Maximum sustained winds are potentially catastrophic, 175 miles per hour. And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
And in Florida, that is, forecasters say the southeastern U.S. state is in line for a direct hit from what will likely be a by-then Category 4 storm on Saturday. Governor Rick Scott has spent the last few days repeating three words, get out now. President Trump is warning that it will be a very sad day for North Korea if the United States takes military action against it. He told a reporter, hopefully we're not going to have to use the U.S. military on North Korea. He says that for the past 25 years, U.S. administrations experienced that the day after an agreement is reached with North Korea, new work begins there, a continuation on their nuclear program. This is VOA News. A federal appeals court has rejected President Trump's narrow view of who should be allowed to enter the U.S. under his travel ban.
The court said grandparents, cousins, and other close relations of people in the U.S. should not be prevented from coming to the country. The unanimous ruling from three judges on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals also said refugees accepted by a resettlement agency should not be banned. The decision upheld a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii who found the administration's view too strict. The U.S. Supreme Court said in June that President Donald Trump's 90-day ban on visitors from six Muslim-majority nations can be enforced pending arguments scheduled for October. But the justices said it should not apply to visitors who have a bona fide relationship with people or organizations in the U.S. Mary Mata, VOA News, Washington.
A new UN report shows why young Africans join violent extremist groups. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports.
This two-year, first-of-a-kind study is based on interviews. It sheds light on the recruitment process, misperceptions, growing dangers, and possible actions for change. The report finds the road to extremism in Africa is paved with deprivation, poverty, underdevelopment, and marginalization. The UN Development Fund warns Africa's vulnerability to violent extremism is deepening. Participants in the study indicate frustration about their economic condition plays a larger role in their decision to join an extremist group than do religious ideologies. The study finds recruitment in Africa takes place mostly at the local level. UNDP's Yayo warns the recruitment of young Africans by terrorist organizations is likely to escalate when internet penetration comes to the continent. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
About 143 million Americans could be affected by a cyber attack on the credit reporting company Equifax. The company said Thursday that hackers obtained names, social security numbers, birth dates, and addresses of more than 40% of the American population. It said credit card numbers were also compromised for about 209,000 consumers in the United States. The company has established a website to enable consumers to determine if they are affected and will be offering free credit monitoring and identity theft protection to consumers. Equifax is one of the three large credit reporting companies in the U.S. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.